We've talked about the fact that all creative work, and all work is creative, comes from a partnership of the conscious and unconscious mind. The conscious mind is the director, the researcher, the bookkeeper, the note taker. There's a lot of work that needs to be done by the conscious mind. But the part of your mind that does the work is the unconscious mind. And it's just like feeding somebody or feeding somebody a good diet or a bad diet. If you want someone to be healthy and vigorous and have a lot of energy and be very productive, you want them to have a good diet. And that's the role of your conscious mind, is to feed the unconscious mind with the highest quality mental nutrients possible. Because that becomes the raw material, and that's what your unconscious mind has to work with. And it's your unconscious mind that does the work. So it's a partnership. It's a partnership. When you're awake and putting your attention on things, that's the conscious mind. And you can count on the fact that in the back of your mind, out of consciousness, out of awareness, is where the creativity is going to come from. This is a course about naming businesses and naming products. But in order to do that successfully, there's some other skills that you need to master. And like the skill of naming, these things aren't really talked about much in marketing education, and it's possibly the reason why there aren't that many good business names out there, or people haven't come to any good business names. Great names, business names, come from great positioning. And I think a lot of people have a general sense of what positioning means. It's, you know, what place in the marketplace does your product uniquely occupy? That's positioning. And in order to come up with a great business name, you need to be crystal clear on your positioning. And many, many businesses are not. And many, many products are created without thought to their position, to the position they're going to occupy in the marketplace. And the reason people don't come up with great positioning is, yeah, they're really not thinking things through very carefully, or thinking things through as carefully as they could. And remember, way back, I said naming a business is a thinking process. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. So before we get into positioning and how to position a product or a company, and we need to do that because that's where your name is ultimately going to come from, we need to clear the decks and get sort of clear out some of the junk that unfortunately circulates around and gets into people's minds about business. For instance, how many times have you heard a marketing guru tell you that, well, all products are the same, marketing is the only thing that counts, originality and quality don't matter, the bottom line is the only bottom line, or the only bottom line is the bottom line, just copy from somebody else, etc., etc., etc. Well, that's clearly not going to work in the naming business. You can't copy somebody else's business name. I mean, you know, you can copy people do copy a whole lot of other stuff, but even it takes a rare crook to go out and copy somebody else's business name or product name. So you can't copy business names. So people that are telling you that you don't need to be creative to be successful, you don't need to use your mind to be successful, just copy and paste somebody else's work, I never agreed with that on any level. But it just flat out won't work when it comes to naming. So if you've heard people, you know, downgrade the need for creativity, forget that. If you've heard people downgrade the need for quality, I would recommend that you disregard that. Quality matters a lot. Your product and or your service is part of your marketing. I mean, that should be obvious if you just think about it for a minute. If you have great marketing and your product is terrible, the delivery of the product, the attempts by the customer to use the product are going to be what they remember, what they talk about, what they share with others. If the product's bad or mediocre, they're not going to buy from you again. And if anybody ever asks them about you, or ask for a recommendation in that particular product category, they're going to say, don't go with these guys, they're no good. So this idea that the product doesn't matter, it's all marketing anyway, that's completely wrong. It's marketing plus delivery. That's the total package. So I'm trusting and I'm hoping that everybody who's taking this course already knew that, and but I'm just reminding you. And I'm also pointing it out because these guys that are out there that are always saying it doesn't matter, only marketing matters, quality doesn't matter, all products, it's all the same. They're doing a lot of harm. They're doing a lot of, you know, there's positive input, there's high quality input that you can put into your unconscious, and there's low quality or negative quality that you can put into your unconscious. So one of the things I've got to address as an educator in this field is to make sure that you examine any low quality or negative quality concepts or ideas or prejudices you have in your mind about business, about your business, about other people's business, about the marketplace, about your customers and prospects. You need to be striving to create and deliver products that people are going to love. Now, I think this is most people listening already get that, but unfortunately, we're in a climate where that needs to be said. So step one to coming to a good positioning for your company, figuring out the right positioning for your company, is to make sure you've cleansed your head from all the junk that circulates about what marketing is and what business is. It's not just about the marketing. It's not just about getting people to buy. It's getting people to buy and then delivering something that they're going to be very happy with. Okay. One of the most useful things for you to develop in developing positioning for your company or your product is to be idealistic. Again, which is something that is bad-mouthed all over the place, especially by a certain band of internet marketers. Well, they're wrong. And they're basically cheating you and all their customers when they advise you to be cynical and advise you to do the minimum necessary and advise you not to worry about the quality of your products and all that. You really need to be inspired. You know, you need to think about your prospects, think about your customers, think about their experience in the world of your product category. Think about what they like, think about what they don't like, think about what causes problems for them, think about what solves problems for them, think about what delights them. And all those things should be wrapped up into your product and also into your business. That should be what you're constructing your business from. How can we deliver amazing experiences for our prospects and customers? That takes vision. Thinking, research, talking. We kind of referred to this in the last lesson when I came up with the eMedia trademark. I had done a lot of talking and a lot of listening to a lot of people in my marketplace. And from all that, I got the name, eMedia. Couldn't have gotten that name without all that preparatory work. I couldn't have come to that name if I hadn't been on a mission. So I want to encourage you, don't take this lightly. Don't take the cynical, you know, low energy, no energy approach to conceiving of your business. Be idealistic. Be on a mission. Be inspired. Inspire yourself. Set a huge goal. Don't just be another player in an already overcrowded marketplace. Be somebody who's delivering something fantastic to a very specific group of people. Something that they're going to write home about, something they're going to tell their friends about, something they're going to brag about being part of. Set a high bar. In one of the early lessons, we said, go for a $1 million name, right? Don't just say, oh, you know, I need a name. I need to slap a name on this. That's the cause of 99.999% of all mediocre names, mediocre intention. Don't have a mediocre intention about the naming of your business, but don't have a mediocre intention about the formulation of your products and the positioning of your company. What is your mission? What is the mission of this business that you're in? What is the mission of this product that you're going to bring to the marketplace? And coming to a truly inspiring vision, it's a quest. It's not something that you do casually. It's not something that you can just, you know, I'll give 2 seconds to it. It's something that, you know, you spend a lot of time and energy thinking about. And it's time very, very well spent. It's like the building of a foundation for a house. You know, you can say, well, nobody sees the foundation. You know, once we build the house, it's not even an issue. Wrong. They may not see it, but it's what the house stands on. So your mission statement, and I don't mean mission statement, some corny corporate mission statement that doesn't even have any guts to it. I'm talking about a real mission statement that really means something to you, that you can get fired up about, you know? Mission statement that puts teeth to your vision, you know? And this is something that, again, this is something that you get from going on a quest. I don't mean literally, you know, flying to India and meditating on it, but or going to the Himalayas or something. But, you know, thinking, really giving a lot of thought to it. It's like, we're in this field, we're in this business, we're in this market, we've got these customers, we've got these prospects. What are we doing? Are we just brand X out of 150 other people doing this? If you are, you're going to have marketing problems forever. So give some thought to the reason why you're in the business, the reason why you're serving this particular group of people, the reason why you're bringing this particular product to them today. It should be a huge deal to you. And the huger a deal it is to you, the more inspired you are about it, the easier it is for you to inspire others, to inspire employees if you have them, to inspire your salespeople if you have them, to inspire your prospects, to read and learn more about what you're offering, to inspire your customers to buy and buy more and buy again and tell their friends. So in order to have a great business name or a great product name, you need to be crystal clear about your positioning. And the place to become crystal clear about your positioning, the first step is developing a vision and putting your company and your product on a mission. On a mission to, you know, change the world, that part of the world that your business or your product addresses, radically for the better. Not just a little bit better, a lot better. I'm going to share something that I teach a lot, but you know, sometimes I forget to tell people. You know, I have to kind of remember all the things that I know to remember to tell everybody. Sometimes it's just as simple as fixing holes in the road, you know. I always say that good marketing research is like road repair. You know, first of all, you get out of your car, you know, drive along and examine the road. You get out of your car and you walk along the road. And when you see a hole, you know it needs to be fixed. And when you see a bump, you know it needs to be scraped down and smoothed out. And it's the same thing if you're trying to come up with a product or you're trying to explain a product to a market. What holes does this product fix? Does it fill? What bumps does this product smooth out? This is very helpful when you're designing a product. It's very helpful for when you're looking for how to enter a market. It's very helpful when you're trying to explain the value of the product to the marketplace. And believe me, if there's a road and it's got a lot of potholes in it, you've changed people's lives massively for the better by filling those holes. If there's a lot of bumps in the road, you've changed people's experience massively by getting rid of those bumps. Doesn't have to be epic. You don't have to cure cancer. You don't have to split the atom. You don't have to, you know, do a manned flight to Mars. You know, just simply make that little corner of their world better. I'll give you an example of something that's on my mind right now so you know what I'm talking about. Every software company I know has a forum where you can go to supposedly get help when their software doesn't work. And I just went through that today. You may have gone through something today like this too. It seems to be the common thing these days. But anyway, it doesn't work the way it's supposed to. You go to the forum. Hey, somebody else asked my question. Good, I'm not alone. That's nice. That's nice to know. Then you read the answers. The answers are non-answers, or they're snarky answers, or they're answers from somebody that obviously hasn't even bothered to really understand the question. And you read 10, 20 of these things, you go to all 4, 5, 6 pages, and nowhere in all this text is there anything useful. And you have to think, wow, you know, the company that made this software and set up this help board, do they even read these help boards? Why don't they go in, read the questions that people are asking, and they answer them? Why leave it up to a bunch of random users? And I tell you, anybody that does that with their software, that's going to be taking a major bump out of the road or a major pothole. I don't know which, but one of those. So we're not talking about, again, reinventing the wheel here. We're talking about just making a particular experience, a transaction experience, noticeably better. So, for example, if I could go, if today I could have gone online and gotten a clear, straight, no-nonsense answer to the problem that I was facing this morning with a technical problem, that would have changed my life for the better massively, and I would have been bragging about that company to everybody that I knew. Instead, it was just another sub-mediocre experience. So don't be the guy that brings people, or the gal that brings people, another mediocre or sub-mediocre experience. Develop a vision for what you're doing. Express that vision in a mission statement, not a corporate one, not a bogus hot air one, but something that you personally can resonate with. And to get these things, you need to go on a quest. You need to really think about your business and what you want to do with it, how you want it to have an impact on the marketplace, how you want it to change people's experience, improve people's experience. And once you've done all that, now you have the foundation for developing your positioning in the marketplace. Positioning is probably the most important thing in sales and marketing, the most important thing in ad copy, the most important thing in keeping your business on track, the most important thing in getting the biggest bang for your advertising dollar, the most important thing for getting customers to come back again and again and again and be happy with what you're doing. And nobody talks about positioning. They don't talk about it because it's difficult to describe, it's difficult to explain. But as I said earlier at the beginning of this call, you can't have a great business name without great positioning. And to summarize this call, you can't have great positioning without having a true, heartfelt, real vision of the betterment you want to bring to your customers. So I think we've covered the issue of vision and mission, and the fact that it takes you have to go on a quest really to really develop a strong vision. Once you've got that, then you're in a position to think about positioning. So that's our next lesson coming up next.